Good morning.
早上好。
It's great to be with you.
非常高兴大家在一起。
The title of the message this morning is God's promise for Israel.
今天早上跟大家分享的题目是神对以色列的应许。
Or maybe you could just simply call it the promise.
也许就只是讲说应许。
I gave a message similar to this about 8 months ago in an English congregation.
Baron, 差不多在八个月前在英文的聚会里面讲过，差不多同样的信息。
I felt God really placed a burden in my heart to really speak to this in a combined service. I believe it is a message that all of us need to hear.
神给他有一个负担，就是当我们联合崇拜的时候，他也想把这个题目来跟大家分享。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because on October 7, 2023, last year, the world, all of us, witnessed the horrific attack by Hamas on Israel, claiming over 1,200 civilians and took over 200 people hostage.
为什么呢?因为在2023年的10月7号,整个世界见证了非常恐怖的一个哈马斯的打击以色列，造成有1200个人的平民的生命的丧失和200个人质被绑架。
Soon after the conflict escalated, followed by over 3,500 rockets launched from Gaza into Israel indiscriminately.
这个冲突呢，进一步升级，有3500个的火箭从加沙地带打到以色列，没有目标的打进去。
This was the worst attack in Israel's modern history.
这个在以色列现代的历史里面是最大的恐怖袭击。
It has escalated a long-standing conflict in the region as well.
也在这个地区里面，冲突，让它产生了升级。
Israel has since declared war and determined to eliminate Hamas and to rescue the hostages.
以色列呢，他们决定，他们说这是一场战争，宣布这是一场战争，并且呢，誓言要打击哈马斯。
This action has intensified the violence with innocent civilians in Gaza caught in the crossfire.
这个行动呢，已经让这个冲突不断的升级，并且呢，让无辜的平民在这个战火里面受到伤害。
And we have seen this in the last 8 months where protests and chaos has erupted worldwide.
在过往的八个月里面呢，我们看在世界各地也有很多的抗议，有很多的混乱。
We have seen this firsthand in many of our college campuses across the country, as well as in our streets and our cities.
我们也看到这种的事情也发生在整个我们这个国家大学的校园，并且在很多的街道上面都看到这种的抗争。
You've heard rumors of wars. There's fear. There's death. There's suffering and unimaginable pain.
你听到很多的谣言，关于战争、恐惧、死亡、苦难等等的事情。
Emotions are high, and people are understandably angry, and people are divided on this issue.
大家情绪非常的高涨，很多人非常的愤怒，而且整个社会分裂了。
This morning, I'm asking, how are you coping with all of this information?
今天早上，也许我们可以思想，我们怎么样来看待这些事情。
Are you confused yet?
你对这些有兴趣吗？很热忱吗？
There's a flood of information and misinformation from different sides.
从不同的角度，有不同的信息，有不同的错误的信息。
Beyond the news reports and debates on who's right and who's wrong, the key question for us as a congregation this morning is, what does the Bible say about this?
尽管媒体有不同的报道，谁对谁错，但是我们也许今天早上可以从圣经的角度。就是神要让我们知道什么。
What does God want us to know about His promise to Israel?
神要我们知道 他对以色列的应许到底是什么。
But one thing that is really clear is that we need to pray for the people in Israel and the innocent Palestinians caught in the crossfire.
但是有一件事情我们是非常清楚的，就是我们要为以色列的国民和那些在战火里面无辜受害的巴勒斯坦人为他们来祷告。
We need to ask the hand of God to move in the hearts of people throughout the region and the world to bring about peace.And reconciliation.
所以我们要求，我们要求神的手在人的心里面来工作，在这个区域里面，让他们可以有和平，有和解。
My hope this morning is to bring some clarity on this issue from a biblical, spiritual, and historic perspective.
所以今天早上，我们希望说。从一个圣经的角度，从一个属灵的角度，从一个历史的角度，让我们对这件事情比较清楚的了解。
We will not get into any ideological, geopolitical, or philosophical conversation this morning.
我们不会做意识形态性的探讨，地缘政治的探讨，也不会做哲学性的探讨。
But rather, what does the Bible has to say about this conflict?
而是说从圣经的角度看怎么样来理解。
I'm pretty sure that this is not a topic that's often talked about in Chinese churches.
相信这个主题呢在华人的教会里面不通常不怎么讨论的。
However, I believe that as a Christian, we must understand this conflict from the Word of God and have moral clarity on this issue.
但是相信作为基督徒我们应该从神的话语里面来理解这个冲突并且当我们在这个伦理上面有一个非常清楚的理解
We're going to cover three things this morning and number one is what is the origin of this conflict?
我们要讨论三点第一点就是这个冲突的起源到底是什么
What is the history of the Palestinians and the land of Israel?
第二
To the plan of Israel actually
第二个就是说巴勒斯坦人的历史并且他们对这个以色列这块地方到底这个历史是什么
And if we have time we'll talk about why all the protests
第三假如我们有时间的话我们就探讨为什么有这些的这个抗议
I'm going to ask you to stay awake and stay with me because there's a lot of information coming
请大家不要打瞌睡因为我们可能有很多的有很多的信息要讲
First, let's talk about what is the origin of this conflict
第一个就是这个冲突的起源到底是什么
We can trace the animosity and the root of this conflict all the way back to the first book of the Bible, Genesis
我们可以从创世纪里面看到这个冲突或者这些敌意的来源
We trace it to Abraham.
我们从亚伯拉罕来看。
You see, Abraham had a son with his wife Sarah, and his name is Isaac.
亚伯拉罕跟萨拉有一个孩子，他的名字叫以撒。
However, in a moment of weakness, Abraham had an affair with a slave woman from Egypt by the name of Hagar.
但是在他们等待软弱的中间亚伯拉罕和萨拉的使女叫做夏甲有这样一个关系
And she gave birth to a son named Ishmael
所以他们亚伯拉罕和夏甲生了一个小孩叫做以实玛利
And this was not in the will of God
但是以实玛利不是神的旨意要亚伯拉罕和夏甲和撒拉要生的
So this is the origin because the descendants of Ishmael are the Arab people
以实玛利的后代就是今天的阿拉伯人
And the descendants of Isaac according to the will and covenant of God are the Jewish people
神所应许的按照神所立约的以撒的后代就是今天的犹太人
Going back over 4,000 years from I mean more than 4,000 6,000 years but from the very beginning in the book of Genesis there has been animosity between the children of Ishmael and the children of Isaac since the beginning of time
所以在圣经里面记载就是以实玛利的后代和以撒的后代从一开始他们就彼此为敌
Over what? Over what? What do they have animosity and conflict about? About a promise.
是因为神的应许.
About a promise that through the bloodline of Abraham and Isaac, there will be established a nation of God's people, culminating in the coming Messiah.
因为从亚伯拉罕和撒拉以下会有神的子民的这个国度, 而耶稣就是从这个国度这个地上的国里面出来的.
As we read earlier in our passage in Genesis 17, 4 through 7, that was the covenant that God made to Abram.
我们刚刚读到的经文就是在 创世纪的17章, 就是神对亚伯拉罕的应许.
This is the original conflict in a nutshell.
这个是神对以色列人 最初的应许, 也就是冲突最初的来源.
However, I'm going to take it this little bit further to be more specific. It is also a spiritual battle.
从另外一个更深的层次看, 这个也是一个属灵的征战。
The vitriol, the hate, the animosity, the desire to wipe the nation of Israel off the face of the earth or the planet is much deeper than just a conflict. It is spiritual.
为什么这个以色列人会受到憎恨，为什么有这个敌意, 不光是地上的, 更有一个属灵的一个原因。
It's beyond spiritual, it is satanic, and it's evil.
因为这里面有撒旦的工作, 有邪恶的工作。
The hatred of the Jewish people throughout the history is incited by evil. Why?
因为对犹太人的这个仇恨在历史中间是由恶者所开始的, 为什么呢?
If you have your Bible, turn to Revelation chapter 12, verse 4.
假如你有圣经的话, 请你翻到, 启示录的第12章第4节。
The dragon stood in front of the woman who was about to give birth, so that it might devour her child the moment he was born.
他说龙就站在那将要生产的妇人面前, 等他生产之后要吞吃他的孩子。
Remember, the book of Revelation is a prophecy of things to come.
假如大家记得, 启示录是讲到将要来的事情, 对将要来的事情的预言。
In this passage, what does it speak of?
这一节的经文是要告诉我们什么呢?
You see three things here. There's a dragon, a woman, and an unborn child.
我们在这里看到这三样, 事情, 就是将要生产的妇人, 那个龙, 然后就, 要生产的孩子。
The dragon is a picture of a Satan.
这个龙呢, 是, 撒旦的图像。
The woman is a picture of Israel.
这个女人呢, 是, 以色列的图像。
And the child is about to be given birth to is ultimately the child of the promise, the Messiah.
这个孩子的图像就是将要来的这位救主, 就是弥赛亚的图像。
You see, from the beginning of time, Satan, the dragon, has always stood opposed to the redemptive plan of God.
从一开始我们看到, 撒旦, 这个龙的工作就是要反对神的救恩计划。
Throughout history, he has done everything to hinder, to impede, and to obstruct, and to ruin the redemptive plan of God, which is to be revealed particularly through a people and a nation.
因为在历史的中间, 撒旦的工作就是要, 阻止, 就是要, 拆毁, 神的救恩计划, 而这个神的救恩计划是通过一个, 一群特定的选民, 一个特定的国度。
And what is that plan?
这是什么样的计划呢?
It is God's love for mankind to restore, to reconcile sinful men to a holy God through the birth, life, and death, and resurrection of his Son, Jesus Christ.
神的计划就是神的爱, 要通过, 他的独生爱子耶稣, 他的降生, 他的, 在十字架上的死, 他的复活, 来让人, 这群罪人, 与神的关系的修复。
This is the plan because humanity in our sinful nature needed a savior to rescue us all.
这个计划是因为我们都是有罪的，罪人需要有一位救主，让我们得着救赎。
In Genesis 12, 1 through 3, I'm just going to read it. The Lord had said to Abram, Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great. And you will be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you. And whoever curses you, I will curse. And all people on earth will be blessed through you.
刚刚读到的是《创世纪》的第十二章第一节到第三节。耶和华对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地本族父家。往我所要指示你的地去，我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。为你祝福的，我必赐福与他；那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。地上的万族都要因你得福。
You see, in this plan that God, in His providence, chooses Abraham.
你看到在这个星球上面，神拣选了亚伯拉罕。
See, Abraham was a Gentile. He was not a Jew.
亚伯拉罕曾经是一个外邦人，他并不是一个犹太人。
There was no Jewish people at the time.
在那个时候，没有所谓的犹太人。
Abraham was living in, if we look at the map today, it's modern day Iraq. That's where he is.
亚伯拉罕所居住的地方，假如按照我们今天的地理来看，就是今天的伊拉克。
God calls him to leave his home and come to a foreign land that through his descendants, a people, a nation will be born.
所以神叫他离开他的本族本乡，到另外一个地方，在那里通过他的后代，一个民族，一个国家因此而生。
And that nation is the nation of Israel, and the people is the Jewish people.
这个国家就是以色列，这群人就是犹太人。
And ultimately, through this nation and the race of people, it will come a Messiah who will be the Savior, not just for the Jewish people, but for all humanity.
我们看到从这个国家、这个民族里面出来一位救主，这个救主不是只是为犹太人的，而是为世人、为所有人。
That's the promise.
这个是神的应许。
That through Abraham, the Jewish nation is created to bring a savior into the world.
所以在这个民族里面，一个救主从这个民族而生，是为所有人、为世上所有人的救赎。
This is really important what I'm about to say because Satan hates this plan and he hates Israel.
所以你看到撒旦他。恨这个计划，他反抗这个计划，所以因此他恨犹太人。
Why does Satan hate the land of Israel?
为什么他撒旦憎恶犹太人，憎恶犹太这个民族？
Because a redemptive plan of God is located and centered in Israel.
因为神的整个救恩计划，它的中心是在以色列。
It is where the promise was.
这个就是他的应许。
It is where the Savior was born.
这个就是耶稣这个救主就在那里出生。
It is where Jesus died, rose again, ascended to heaven, and will come back to the land of Israel.
因为耶稣在那里死，在那里复活，升天，然后他又要回到这个地方。
Because the land of Israel is so central to God's promise, Satan is doing everything he can to bring the attention of this evil world with all the chaos, hate, animosity into this location.
因为这个缘故，所以撒旦在那里搅扰，引起任何的纷争，在那里仇恨、敌意，在特别在这个地方。
Because the land of Israel represents a covenant of God to His people and the redemptive plan of God to mankind.
因为在那里，在那个地方，特别代表神的救恩之约和神的救恩计划是对所有人的。
So if you understand this, if you just think about history, Satan has been inspiring nations and people from the beginning of time to hate the Jewish people because they are God's chosen people.
所以因着这个缘故，撒旦纠集各国，从一开始一直到现在，因为神的救恩计划在这个民族里面，所以撒旦要兴起那个工作。
God says in Genesis 12:3, it says, I will bless those who bless Israel, and I will curse those who curse Israel.
在创世纪的第十二章第三节，神他对亚伯拉罕所说的，为你祝福的，我必赐福于他；那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。
Brothers and sisters, understand this. God's eyes is on this land.
弟兄姊妹，让我们知道这一点。神的眼目在这个土地上面。
Because he chose this particular location among this particular group of people to reveal his ultimate plan for the sake of the entire world.
弟兄姊妹，让我们理解这一点。神拣选这个特别的民族，在这个特别的土地上面，是为了拯救世人。
So if you have ever wondered in the last few months, why all the hate for the Jewish people? Why all the fuss over a small piece of land smaller than New Jersey?
所以在这里就让我们可以理解为什么在最近的这个时间，对犹太人有那么多的仇恨，为什么在这么小的一块地方，甚至比新泽西还要小的地方会兴起那么多的事情。
This is a spiritual war that we are seeing happening here, but fought in physical ways.
所以我们看到这个是一个属灵的征战，但是我们看到是这个世上的征战，但实际上是一个属灵的征战。
Brother and sister, it is a spiritual war incited by evil, and all this is recorded in the book of Revelation.
所以这是一个属灵的征战，这是由恶者所引起的。我们从启示录可以理解这件事情。
So that's the first point, really is about the origin of this conflict.
所以这个是要跟大家分享的第一点，就是为什么有这样一个的征战。
So there is, you've seen the last 8 months, there's a widespread public reaction to this conflict.
在过去八个月里面，你看到在公众的对这个冲突有不同的反应。
We encounter this narrative everywhere on television, social media, college campuses, and protests supporting Palestinians, Palestine, and calling for the elimination of the Jewish state.
所以我们在电视媒体、社交的媒体、大学的校园里面看到很多的抗议，是要支持巴勒斯坦，并且说要把这个犹太的这个国度把它去掉。
The argument is that Israel is an occupying force on a piece of land that they stole or they took from the Palestinian people.
他们论证的依据就是说，以色列人在巴勒斯坦这块地方，他们偷窃了巴勒斯坦的这块地方。
Jews are labeled as colonizers, occupiers, and settlers.
所以犹太人被形容成为是殖民者、占领者。
There are protest cries all around the world claiming that the Jewish people are illegitimate owners of this land and that the Palestinians are the rightful sovereign owner.
所以在很多的抗议里面，声你都可以听到，他们是说。犹太人是那个地方非法的占据者，而巴勒斯坦人才是真正的有主权的这个主人。
This leads to our second point this morning. What is the history of the Palestinians to the land of Israel?
这里呢，就让我们理解这个第二点，就是整个巴勒斯坦人在以色列这块地方上面，他们的历史到底是什么？
Let me begin by saying this, is that the Jewish people are not occupiers.
首先让我说，犹太人在这块土地上，他们不是占领者。
If you know your history, the Jewish people are the indigenous people of that land.
假如你知道历史的话，你知道犹太人在这块土地上他们是原住民。
When we think of the indigenous people, we think of deep roots, heritage, right? A connection to the very land that they inhabit.
所以当我们讲到原住民的时候，我们就想到他们的根，他们的传统，他们跟这块土地上他们所继承的任何的关系。
And not just for a few years, but for centuries and millennia.
不是只是因为几年，而是因为几个世纪，或者说几上千年的时间。
Is there any doubt that the Chinese people are from China?
所以我们不能够怀疑说中国人是从中国来的。
The Egyptians are from Egypt.
埃及人是从埃及来的。
Japanese people are from Japan.
日本人是从日本来的。
We have no doubt about that.
我们对这点没有任何的怀疑。
So imagine with me something. If we were to look at the Cherokee tribe, the Native Americans, Indians from the Cherokee Nation.
假如我们想到美洲的原住民，就是印第安人，他们从那个 Cherokee 这个国来的。
So originally, the Cherokee Nation, the Native American tribe, the Cherokee Nation, they were in Tennessee, Georgia, Alabama. They were all over the country.
所以他们所建立的这个 Cherokee 这个国家国度，他们曾经是在田纳西、乔治亚、阿拉巴马这些地方。
So in 1838, however, the U.S. government gathered the Cherokee Nation and resettled them in a piece of land in Oklahoma, about 7,000 square feet.
所以到了
square miles.
1838年的时候，美国政府呢就把他们重新放在Oklahoma 这块地方，大概有7000个平方英里的地方。
So they're now located in northeast Oklahoma. So the question is.
所以现在呢，他们在 Oklahoma 东北部7000平方英里的地方。
Are they colonizers of that piece of land?
所以问题是说，他们是不是占据者呢？殖民者呢
？No, they're Native Americans. They were their land to start with. They were there first.
当然不是，因为他们是美洲的美国的原住民，这个地方本来就属于他们的。
So what about the Jews?
所以怎么样来理解犹太人呢
？When did their identity and heritage in the land of Israel, which is the modern day Judea, which is the modern day Israel, begin?
所以当我们想到这个犹太人犹大国，就是现代的以色列国出来的地方。
The Old Testament was written.In a span of over 4,000 years, the Old Testament, from Genesis, the first book, to the last book of the Old Testament, Malachi.
所以旧约整个的跨度大概4000年，从创世纪一直到马拉基书。
There are references to the Promised Land and Jerusalem, that land gave to the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
在那里提到应许之地，提到耶路撒冷，都是指着神给亚伯拉罕的后代，给以撒的后代，给他们有一个应许之地，这是神给他们的。
Land he promised to the Jewish people as he delivered them out of Egypt.
就是神把他们从埃及救赎出来，给他们要放在这个应许之地。
All right, I'm just going to go over a few of these verses.
我们看几段圣经里面的经文。
In Genesis 15:18, on that day, the Lord made a covenant with Abraham and said, "To your descendants, I give this land, right, from Wadi of Egypt to the great river of Euphrates."
创世纪十五章的十八节，他说：“当那日，耶和华与亚伯兰立约，说：我已赐给你的后裔。”从埃及河直到幼发拉底大河之地。
In Exodus 3:8, it says, "So I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out to that land, into a good, spacious land, a land of flowing with milk and honey."
出埃及第三章的第八节，他说：“我下来是要救他们脱离埃及人的手，领他们出了这地，到美好宽阔牛奶与蜜之地。”
In Deuteronomy 6:3 says, "Hear, O Israel, that you may multiply greatly, as the Lord your God, the Lord the God of your fathers, has promised you in a land flowing with milk and honey."
在生命记的第六章第三节，他说：“以色列啊，你要听，要谨守遵行，使你可以在那牛奶与蜜之地得以享福。”
Deuteronomy was the first time that you heard the name Israel. I mean, not the first time you heard the name. You began to hear the name Israel, right? The nation of Israel. And in 2 Chronicles 6:6, it says, "I have chosen Jerusalem that by my name may there be, and I have chosen David to be over my people Israel."
在生命记里面你听到就是不断的提到以色列作为一个国度，然后我们在历代志下第六章的第六节，他说我选择耶路撒冷为我民的居所，又拣选大卫治理我民以色列。
In Zechariah 8:3 says, "Thus say the Lord, I have returned to Zion and will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem, and Jerusalem shall be called the faithful city and the mountain of the Lord of hosts, the holy mountain."
在撒迦利亚书第八章的第三节，耶和华如此说：“我现在回到西安，要住在耶路撒冷中，耶路撒冷必成为诚实的城，万军之耶和华的山。”必称为圣山。
Last one, Deuteronomy 11:12. It says, "Jerusalem, the land that the Lord your God cares for, the eyes of the Lord your God are continually on it from the beginning of the years to its end."
生命记第十一章的十二节，他说是耶和华你神所眷顾的。从岁首到年终，耶和华你神的眼目常看顾那地。
Make no mistake about it, the Jewish people, according to the Bible, they were living in this land for 2100 years before anyone was ever called or referred to as Palestinians.
大家应该清楚地明白，犹太人按照圣经的记载，犹太人在那里。一直住了2100年，直到那个地方被称作巴勒斯坦。
The Jewish people were living in that land 2600 years before the religion of Islam was ever even a religion.
犹太人在那里住了2600年，在那个2600年以后才有伊斯兰这个宗教。
Just for context.The Islamic religion didn't start until 500 years after the death and the resurrection of Jesus.
伊斯兰这个宗教直到耶稣死和复活以后500年以后才有这个宗教。
Now, for those who do not believe or embrace or believe the Bible as a historic record.It's the fact that Jewish people were living in that land thousands of years before the Palestinians, or thousands of years before the start of Islam. And I think we need to also take a look at history and archaeological evidence.
假如你不是从圣经的角度来看以色列的历史，或者说在巴勒斯坦这个地方称为巴勒斯坦几千年以前就有犹太人居住的话，那么我们要从另外一个就是考古学的角度来看这件事情。
If you throw a rock anywhere in the land of Israel, you will find Jewish heritage.
假如你扔一个石块在任何一个以色列这块地方，你就会发现犹太人的传统。
You find in archaeological digs throughout the land of Israel that every square inch of it, it has a legacy and identity of the Israelite people.
在任何一寸的地方都可以看到以色列的传统，以色列人的一个标记。
There are Egyptian tablets going back 1300 century BC, before Jesus was born, dating back 33 3,300 years ago that speak of Israel by name as the land of the Jewish people.
在主前1300年以前，也就是说，现在我们讲到的这个以色列，3322年以前，在埃及的那个石板上面就已经有这样的记载。
And there are Canaanite tablets going back 2916 years old that name King David as a king of the land of Israel.
在迦南的那个石板上面已经有记载，也就是我们现在倒数过去2900多年以前就已经记载大卫作为以色列的王。
Why is that significant?
为什么那个重要呢？
Because Jesus is a direct descendant of King David, God's redemptive plan, a people, a nation, and a savior.
为什么那么重要呢？因为我们的救主耶稣基督就是从以色列的大卫王的后裔这里出来的，而神的救恩计划就是在这一个民族、这个国家和这个救主里面而得到实现的。
So the question is, what happened?
所以问题是说，到底发生了什么事情呢？
Why is there so much confusion as to say Jewish's identity to that land? Why are people confused?
为什么我们会产生混乱，对犹太人属于这块土地有问题呢？
Why do other people claim rights to that land and say that land belongs to the Palestinians and not the Jewish people?
为什么很多人说这块地方是巴勒斯坦的，而不是犹太人的？
Here's why.
为什么呢?
Because from 586 BC, when the Babylonians attacked Israel, until 1948, just after World War II, when the nation of Israel asserted their rights to their homeland granted by the United Nations,
因为我们知道在主前586年，巴比伦，打击，侵略了这个以色列。一直到1948年，因为在联合国的支持下面，以色列才重新宣称他们拥有了这块地方。
So if you look at that time period for a period of roughly 2,500 years, Jews were dispersed from their land.
所以从那个时候开始，差不多2500年的时间，犹太人流离失所。
Jewish people were persecuted, they were killed, and they were oppressed around the world.
所以犹太人被迫害、被杀害，他们在世界的各个地方遭受压迫。
Many of the Jews managed to stay in their homeland, but the land was dominated by other world empires.
很多犹太人他们尽力住在他们的家乡。但是这个家乡被很多其他的帝国所侵占了。
The Jewish people were the original native people of that land. However, for 2,500 years, they were dispersed and they were run by different empires. And here's a list.
所以犹太人在这个2500年的时间在世界各地流离失所，而其他的帝国侵占了这个地方，这个是下面是看是哪一些的国家。
So this is the reason why. First, it was the Babylonians in 586 BC.
所以首先是巴比伦，就是说在主前586年。
The Babylonians then was defeated by the Persians.
然后巴比伦被波斯帝国打败了。
The Persians were defeated by the Greeks.
波斯帝国被希腊打败了。
And the Greeks were defeated by the Romans.
然后希腊被罗马帝国打败了。
And then the Arabs.
然后是阿拉伯。
And then the Catholic Crusaders.
然后是天主教的十字军。
And then there was the Ottoman Empire, and followed by the British Empire.
然后是奥特曼帝国，然后是大英帝国。
It is exactly because of the reason.After thousands of years being dominated by all of these empires,
所以因为这些缘故，三千年的时间被不同的帝国统治了。
That's why there is this argument about this is my land. No, this is mine. Because various nations has once occupied that land.
所以在这个三千年的时间里面，因为被不同的国家占据了，所以 对这个这个土地的归属一直存有疑问。
So for us, we must have clarity and know that the Jews was there before any of these empires had occupied that land.
所以对我们来讲应该非常清楚，就是在这些帝国进入以前，其实犹太人就在那里。
So in the midst of all this, where the Palestinians come from?
所以在这中间，让我们问说，为什么巴勒斯坦人会在那个地方呢？
Where did the word even come from?
这个字又是从哪里得来的呢？
In 135 AD, basically 135 years after the death of Jesus and the resurrection of Jesus.
就是在主后135年，也就是主耶稣复活的135年以后。
The land of Israel was occupied by the Roman Empire.
犹太地是被罗马帝国占据了。
The Roman Emperor Hadrian at the time, in order to quash, there was a Jewish rebellion, tried to overthrow the Roman government. So in order to quash the Jewish revolt, to overthrow the old Roman occupation, right, he dispersed the Jews from Jerusalem.
所以在那个时候呢，因为要反抗犹太人的又要反抗罗马帝国的侵占，有一个犹太人的起义。罗马帝国为了拆散为了打散这个犹太人的起义，让犹太人从耶路撒冷可以分散出去。
And they kicked them out of Israel.
要把他们从以色列这块地方应许之地让他们把他们赶出去。
And he renamed the entire region in Latin Palestina.
所以他就用拉丁文把整个的地区叫做 Palestina。
He renamed it Palestina because it is the Latin word for Philistines.
这个 Palestina, 拉丁文的这个意思其实就是这个菲利斯丁的这个名字的拉丁文的。
Who are the Philistines? They are the arch enemy of the Jews. David and Goliath. Goliath was a Philistine. Remember? They are the arch enemy of the Jewish people.
菲利斯丁就是犹太人的敌人。
So the Roman Emperor Hadrian, in order to dishonor the Jews, he was angry that the Jewish people tried to reclaim their land, right? Tried to overthrow the government. So after he quashed the revolt, he took the name Israel away from all of the land and renamed it Palestina.
所以因为罗马帝国的皇帝对犹太人的这个起义对他们的反抗。非常的生气，所以就用了菲利斯丁这个拉丁文的名字叫做 Palestina， 重新给这个地方，给这个以色列地有一个命名叫做 Palestina。
And he gave this land to the Philistines, Jewish people's enemy, in order to dishonor the Jewish people.
所以他把这个地方就给了菲利斯丁，犹太人的敌人。以致来羞辱犹太人。
So from 135 AD to 1948, when the Jewish people finally returned to their homeland and gave it the rightful name Israel.
所以从主后135年一直到1948年，到那个时候犹太人回到他们的家乡母国的时候，才有这个名字叫做以色列。
So for over 1800 years, it was called Palestine. All of this because Hadrian renamed it. So for all the Arabs that lived in the land, they became Palestinians.
所以为什么这个地方叫做巴勒斯坦呢？因为罗马帝国的皇帝重新命名了这个地方，所以在那里居住的所有的阿拉伯人把那个地方叫做巴勒斯坦。
I hope that brings a little bit of clarity on this issue. It's very confusing. There's a lot of history involved in this.
我希望在这里给大家稍微有一些清楚的了解，因为有很多的那个误会。
I know it might even sound like a history lesson this morning.
也许今天早上有一点像上一个历史课。
But I believe that as God's people, we must have clarity on this issue.
但是神的儿女对这个议题必须要有一个非常清楚的了解。
Jewish people are not colonizers or occupiers of this land, because for over 4,000 years, God gave this land to the descendants of Abraham, who are the Jewish people.
犹太人在那个地方，他们不是殖民者，他们不是占领者，因为在4000年以前，神就已经把这个地方给亚伯拉罕的子孙，就是今天的犹太人。
Because of time, I'm not going to cover the third point today.
因为时间的关系，第三点就不能够讲了。
Brothers and sisters, what is happening in Israel is horrible on both sides.
在以色列今天这块土地上发生的事情，对双方都是非常恐惧、恐怖、不好的事情。
I believe that majority of the Palestinians just want to live in peace.
相信在巴勒斯坦地方的人民，他们都想在和平的居住。
But understand something: the nation of Israel has a right to defend their land and their people.
但是要明白，以色列这个国家，他们有权利来保卫他们自己的国家，来保卫他们的人民。
I don't know if you know this, but in the Middle East, there are 22 Arab states.
我们都明白这件事情，但是大家都知道，在那个地方，有差不多22个阿拉伯的国家。
There are 52 Muslim states.
有总共有52个穆斯林的国家
and only one Jewish state.
但只有一个犹太国家。
Israel is the only democracy in the Middle East surrounded by enemies committed to their destruction.
以色列被所有的这些中东的国家包围，因为他们要摧毁这个国家。
But I am not here to defend Israel for what they have done since 1948.
但是今天在这里并不是要为以色列这个国家1948年以来所做的一切来为他们辩护。
Unfortunately, the way that they resettled into that land was messy and was terrible for the Palestinian people.
非常不幸的，大家都知道，他们重新进入到这块地方，然后来占据这个地方，对当地的巴勒斯坦的居民是非常。混乱，而且对他们来讲是非常不幸的。
Brothers and sisters, my intent today has been to bring you context and clarity on this conflict from a biblical, spiritual, and historic perspective, as God has laid it, these words in my heart.
今天要给大家分享的就是对这个冲突、对事件的发生，从圣经的角度有一个很清楚的看法。这个也是神在 Baron 心里面放下的这个负担。
Now, what is our response?
我们的回应到底是什么？
As Christians, we are called to have an unwavering moral clarity on this issue.
作为基督徒，我们对这些事情需要有一个伦理上面非常清楚的立场。
The issue is God's redemptive plan, the promise, a people, a nation, and a savior, which is still unfolding through the Jewish people of Israel.
所以看到神的救恩计划是通过一个民族，通过一个国家，通过在这个民族和国家里面出来的这位救主，神的救恩计划被在不断的被显现出来。
God's plan, God's work is not done. It is still unfolding as we speak.
神的工作还没有完成，就在我们这个时候，神的救恩计划还在不断的继续。
God's love for mankind is evident in His desire to restore and reconcile sinful man to a holy God.
神的救恩计划就是要把这些罪人回转复原来到神的面前。
Listen, God wants you, and He's going to do this through His birth and through the birth and life and death and resurrection of His Son Jesus.
神要让我们认识到这个救恩计划是通过耶稣基督的诞生、受死和复活。
Each and every one of us in our sinful nature needed a Savior to rescue us all.
每一个罪人都需要神的救赎，以至于我们回到他的面前。
That is His promise. That this promise is a testament of His boundless grace and mercy. That through Jesus, God will establish a new covenant, calling all humanity to Himself, offering salvation and invitation for us to live an eternal relationship with Him.
这个神的救恩计划就是让所有的人 因着耶稣基督，让我们可以来到他的面前。
This covenant is not just a promise, but a profound commitment from God to restore a relationship that was broken.
这个救恩的计划是神的所立的约，也是神对我们一直以来的应许，就是让我们与让我们这个破裂的关系可以与神和好，回到他的面前。
This promise that God has made is not just for the people of Israel; it's for all of us.
神的应许不光是为以色列人，也是为我们所有人。
In the midst of the chaos around the world and what is to come, where do you stand in your relationship with Jesus? Do you have Jesus in your life?
在世界的混乱里面，我们要问你跟耶稣基督的关系如何？你是不是有耶稣在你的里面？
Brothers and sisters, listen to me. God's promise today, He is speaking to you. He is saying that, son, daughter, I have done all of this. I promise, right, to reconcile you into me, to restore our relationship, so ultimately that you can have eternal life, that you can live with me in eternity.
所以弟兄姊妹，让我们非常清楚地知道，我们作为神的儿女，他已经修复我们与他破裂的关系，让我们与他和好，让我们可以来到他的面前。
Why am I saying this?
为什么我这样说呢
？I was playing golf yesterday with some friends.
Baron 昨天在跟有一些的朋友玩这个高尔夫球。
One of the guys that played with us was a 20-year veteran of the Air Force.
跟他一起打高尔夫球的有一个就是二十岁的
二十年
啊，二十年的这个
fighter pilot for the Air Force.
是美国空军的那个救火队 firefighter.
不是救火 no.He flights.
Oh, flight.
He's a fighter.
A 飞行员
pilot.
A 飞行员
Yeah. So he fights jets, right? And he said, Byron, the rumor is all over the world that by 2027, that we are even preparing as military, that we are preparing for war, that it is going to happen, regardless.
所以呢，他说有很多的谣言，就是到2027年一定会有一场战争。我们作为军人，我们都在准备有这样一个的战争。
He said that's what's being planned.
这个就好像是被计划的，被要准备的。
I don't know if what he said is true. I have no idea.
他讲的对不对呢？我也不知道。
But it put a burden in my heart to say, Lord, on this Sunday morning, if world was to come to an end, because.Do the people in our congregation really know Jesus? Do you know Jesus is the Savior and your Lord?
但是在Baron的心里面就放下一个重担，无论有没有战争，假如战争现在就要发生，我们是不是预备好？我们是不是有耶稣基督在我们里面？我们是不是以耶稣基督作为我们的救主？
Do you understand the promise of God that through a people and a nation?Comes a savior that through the savior that he's going to reconcile sinful man to a living God.
神对我们的真正的救恩应许是通过一个民族一个国家，从这个民族和国家里面出来的这位救主就是我们所信的主耶稣基督。
If you have never received Jesus into your life,
假如你从来没有接受耶稣基督作为你的救主
，Joanna, can you? I'm going to ask us to go into prayer this morning.
Baron 会请大家一起进入这个祷告的时间。
If you have never made that decision to receive Jesus into your life, and you can, I'm going to say a prayer, and you can repeat it in the quietness of your heart and receive Jesus into your life.
假如你从来没有认识耶稣基督做你的救主，Baron 会有一个祷告。假如你可以回应，或者你安静的回应，从你心底里面来接受这位救主。
That as you surrender yourself to Jesus,
你在耶稣基督的面前有一个完全的顺服。
That his promise of eternal life,
就是对永生的应许
will be fulfilled in you.
会在你的生命里面得到实现。
Let us bow our heads.
让我们低头。
If you have never received Jesus into your life and what I said today, you felt the Spirit tugging at your heart,
假如你从来没有接受耶稣作为你的救主，希望下面所说的能够触及到你的心。
Repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I need you.
耶稣基督，我需要你。
I receive your promise.
我接受你给我的应许。
That through your Son Jesus Christ, that through his death and resurrection,
他的应许，通过耶稣基督他的独生爱子，他的受死，他的复活。
I received him into my life as my Savior and Lord.
我接受耶稣基督进入到我的生命，成为我的救主。
Claim the promise of eternal life.
我在这里宣告，他对永生的应许在我的生命里面。
I confess before you that I am a sinner.
我愿意在你面前来悔改、忏悔，说我是一个罪人。
And I lay all of my burdens, all of my shame, all of these things before you.
我把我所有的重担，所有的羞辱，都放在你的面前。
And claim the promise of your grace and eternal life.
并且在这里宣告你这个永生的应许，你永久的应许。
In Jesus' name, I pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Please keep your head down, still, please.No one's looking. No one's looking. Everybody's looking down.
Yeah, 我们还是低头。
If you prayed that prayer this morning, can you just quietly raise your hand?
假如你有这样的一个祷告，可不可以请你举起你的手？
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you as a congregation.Thank you for the promise. Thank you for the promise that through a people, a nation will be born, and that Jesus came as a result to give us hope of eternal life. Let us commit on being a vessel of your truth and peace. Help us stand firm in knowledge of your covenant and the promise of salvation through Jesus Christ.Father, we pray together, let us rise with clear vision and consecrate ourselves at the feet of Jesus and walk boldly in the fullness of Christ and commit to being a vessel of your truth and promise keeper in these times. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.